Organisation. So four lawyers wrote to the regulator and accused the broadcaster of failing to show impartiality beyond doubt, urging Ofcom to investigate. Now, the BBC are defending their stance. Veteran broadcaster John Simpson saying they would be taking sides by using certain language, which is interesting because, I mean, Hamas just are a prescribed terrorist organisation, so why would it be taking sides? One could argue that they'd be taking sides by not calling them a terrorist organisation. But I'm joined now by the barrister and writer, Stephen Barrow. Stephen, thank you very much. So, in terms of the law, then, do the BBC have a duty to call Hamas a terrorist organisation?
So, Hamas are a prescribed terrorist organisation under the 2000 Terrorism Act. It is not an act beyond impartiality. You're not becoming partial if you call them terrorists. They are legally terrorists. That is what they are. The BBC rules, which, Patrick, I have to warn your viewers, they are broken. The BBC is broken because its rules are broken. They are drafted like toffee. They have bits that contradict the other bits. As a system of rules, they're just appallingly drafted. And that's why this is all happening, because they don't really know what the rules are. Mm. But one of the things their rules claim is that they will uphold the rule of law. Right, well, right. To uphold the rule of law, you have to say Hamas are terrorists, because legally Hamas are terrorists. The other thing that the BBC claims it supports, and this is important because the BBC was, and I use my words very carefully, was a very important institution in this country upon which we could rely in times of need. And it is clearly not an institution that we can rely on now in times of need. The BBC is broken. But the other thing that it claims it will support is truth. Now, it's 2023, Patrick, and this is a bit silly, but I shouldn't have to do this. This is an apple. I have not taken sides by calling it an apple. I haven't lost my impartiality by saying it's an apple. I haven't supported some idea that apple trees should be planted everywhere or all oranges should be evaporated from the world. What we have seen in Israel, the deliberate targeting of babies and children and old people, the pictures you and I have seen, they are also terrorism. As fact, Hamas are terrorists. So as law and as fact, Hamas are terrorists. And instead of just saying that, like everybody else, the BBC has gone down a path of total madness. It has left behind objective truth, and it is trying to claim... I mean, its post-event justifications are pathetic. The first attempt to say, oh, we never do this, it didn't survive a two-second Google search. Yeah. The arguments they're deploying now won't survive for seconds. It is risible, the position that the BBC has taken. And a young man, an incredibly noble young man, has had to resign, no doubt from a career he wanted his entire life. You're a broadcaster. He's 22. It's a very hard industry. And he's had to resign because he's standing up with objective truth. But we all used to stand up with objective truth. You don't stand up with objective truth and the rule of law. What are you?
Yeah. Yeah,
and the BBC.
For what it's worth, Stephen. Again, I will emphasise. I certainly will be the last person to call for increased Ofcom regulation into anything. So I'm not going to be that guy. The Ofcom statement, as it currently stands, is essentially this. I'll read it to you. Okay, so this landed about an hour or so ago. Here it is. So the responsibility for the journalistic editorial guidelines rests with each broadcaster. It says that provided they meet Ofcom rules on due accuracy in news and due impartiality in news and current affairs, it is for broadcasters to decide the vocabulary they use to describe unfolding events. So that is Ofcom's statement on the BBC when it comes to not referring to Hamas as a terror group. Your views?
Well, that is Ofcom breaking before our eyes. And I've said this before, Patrick, and it may be boring for your viewers, but the reason that all of this is happening, the reason the BBC is breaking, the reason Ofcom is breaking, is because there are too many words. Ofcom produces reams of guidance, which is just, again, toffee. The BBC's got its own guidance, which is completely contradictory and as law, gibberish. And it all this mess of law, this great jelly of rule, rests on top of the 2003 Communications Act, and it is incredibly badly drafted. I did think about offering my support to the Secretary of State if she wants someone to come in and redraft the Act and fix things. And it wouldn't be a policy position, Patrick, because Whether you want more regulation or less regulation is up to a politician. But what you want is a working system of regulation. And law doesn't work if there are too many words.
Yeah, yeah. Look, Stephen, thank you very much. I'm expertly explained that from top to bottom, so really, really much appreciated. It's Stephen Barrett there, who is a barrister, writer as well. You can catch him writing very often in The Spectator, amongst other places, so do go and check that out. But coming up, we will be here.